So this lack of a nucleus in prokaryotes is the sort of most important and most obvious feature that defines a prokaryotic cell versus a eukaryotic cell. So just because a prokaryote lacks a nucleus doesn't mean it doesn't have any genetic material. And in a prokaryotic cell, the genetic material is typically in the form of a single chromosome that is connected as a loop. But this chromosome is not contained within a nucleus. Instead, it's a region of the cell that's called the nucleoid. So other features of prokaryotic cells is that they do have cytoplasm and they contain an organelle known as a ribosome, which is used to synthesize proteins. The ribosomes that are found in prokaryotes are smaller than the ones that are found in eukaryotes. Another very important distinction between prokaryotes and eukaryotes is that prokaryotes do not have any membrane-bound organelles. So this includes organelles such as the mitochondria, the Golgi apparatus, in plants, chloroplasts. Prokaryotes do contain ribosomes as organelles, but they do not contain any membrane-bound organelles. And one other structural feature for prokaryotes is that some of them do contain, have this tail-like feature called a flagella, which they can whip around to use for motion. The key prokaryotic cell features are they lack a nucleus, they typically have a single chromosome that's found in a loop, and they do not contain any membrane-bound organelles.